on behalf of the audience, and this may be spoiling something, but I'm paraphrasing several listeners. We don't care if you're healthy. What happened with the inspection?
I would love to give you an update on that. But the inspector did not show up.
You mean after that very clear and concise phone call you had with the zoning board?
I'm trying to keep my cool and be like, no big deal, because I don't want that instance where somebody is listening and they take offense to something. But it was very inconvenient that they didn't show up yesterday.
No call, no.
No call, no show.
Can you just say, well, I tried and...
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I mean,
no, you can't.
What if I asked you that question off the air?
The answer might be different. Might be different.
He's already in the book somewhere.
Yeah.
He's logged now.
They're going to show up. They're going to show up 6 months
from now. I thought
you
came when I wasn't there and there was no notes. I figured everything was good.
They might have. I have no idea.
Well, it doesn't seem like communication is their strong suit.
Yeah. There was a point yesterday where nobody was at the house. So they may have come by, but.
They usually use a post-it note with a signature on it.
Well, when I talked to them the day before, they said, okay, is it open so we can get in there if is the yard open so we can get in there if nobody's home? I said, yep. So, yeah, they may have shown up.
You'll probably get it like a letter in the mail saying congratulations.
You did so good.
Your garage is good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good garage.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm going to call today and tap dance around my anger and say, hi, are you going to be there today? Thank you. Bye. That's fine. Have I done anything wrong in this situation?
Yeah, 100%, Steve. 100%. You built a structure and then never got the proper inspections done. 100%, you've done something wrong.
Yeah, you didn't do the concrete inspection. You didn't do the rough-in inspection.
I've been dying to be like, bro, they're going to tell you to take this entire thing down.
Wait. So I went through all of the paperwork that they gave me yesterday. I went through it a second time. I went through it a second time yesterday.
Yeah.
There is nothing. There is no mention in the 12 pages of paperwork about a concrete inspection.
But there's other inspections on there.
There's the rough-in inspection.
Those are the ones I care about.
Did you have that?
Right. But I'm at the point where you would get the rough-in inspection. I didn't know that until yesterday.
You're pointing with your index finger and not your thumb at all.
What? Yeah.
Point.
What would this point be?
Call them earlier, get it on the books, maybe talk more coherently to that lady.
Look,
that you talked to.
I don't know a damn thing about any of this either, Steve. I would do the same thing. All I'm saying is I'm thinking they're going to do is show up and be like, not only did you not do these things that you were supposed to do, we listened to the show and you were talking smack. Now you got to take this thing
I'm not
down.
Talking
yep.
smack.
Yep.
I'm not talking now smack. That- I'm just wondering why they didn't show up.
I'm good.
It's not my fault that I scheduled an appointment and they didn't show up. They had full control over that situation. I didn't.
Good thing that garage is so big, you can keep your Comanche in there along with all of your lies and rage.
They're like, yo, we didn't show up just like you didn't ask us to come out when we were supposed to for your concrete inspection, sir.
They didn't tell me.
Steve, this is one of those times I want you to
know. They do this for a living. I'm the amateur.
Well, that's what they're going to say.
That's what you're showing.
Looks like you'll get a little more practice taking it down and putting it back up.
Oh, boy.
Steve.
I might have to take a lap.
Steve.
If you have to take it down, I'm going to die for you.
Yeah, here's your.
I'm going to be embarrassed and take this all back and say I'm sorry because I'm kidding.
Hot Wings, you're the voice of reason.
Yeah. Okay. Workaround. Go to townshipstuff.com and buy yourself a notepad.
Townshipstuff.com.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a website.
Okay.
And buy a notepad that says inspector. And then just tear off a sheet and write approved.
Good
and then
go.
Stick it to the. Because that's what they do. Whenever they come up for an inspection, if they're inspecting the electrical, they put up a thing, an electrical inspected date, signature. You can put a date and a signature.
Maybe.
So just, you know, one it'll be yellow or white typically.
Maybe I didn't check the whole building. Maybe there is that.
They always leave a note. I mean, I've never seen them not leave a note. Okay. When they come, they verify that they've been there.
I mean, I went out and I kind of gave it a quick once over. I didn't see any note, but there might be. They might have put it on the back.
That's probably what they did for the inspection, honestly. They just gave it a quick once over.
Usually they'd put it somewhere obvious, but.
Building construction inspection notepad, $8.99. I can have it to your house by Saturday.
See? You can go through anything you want.
Put it up there. You can get order rubber stamps with almost anything you want on them.
Hot Wings, what was that one? Buildinginspectionnotepad.com?
That's how this started.
Well, I mean,
that.
I just went to townshipstuff.com.
Township stuff.
I didn't actually go to that. I just assumed that would make the most sense to have a website named that.
Townshipstuff.com hasn't had massive hits since 2001. And today they're like, why? Why is our www dot overloaded today?
I knew I should have re-upped with GoDaddy.
I really hope you don't have to take down your garage, but man, what a great, great thing that we can make fun of you for if that happens.
It would be, I mean.
Then you are actually going to build just a shed, which is what we've been calling
time. No, I'm going to put up a basketball hoop and I'm going to have a 20 by 24 basketball
court. Well, you're not
going
to be able to do that because the concrete probably won't pass inspection.
That's
either.
True. I'll have to jackhammer that out.
Yeah, you'll have to take that out too. You're going to be so strong.
I'm going to be out of quite a bit of money and a whole lot of time.
Yeah. Look, I got a neighbor who has a deck that they intentionally didn't attach to their house, but they have the little metal pieces where they can detach it because if anybody ever comes to inspect it or like when they sold it, all they had to do was take the screws out and say, it's not attached to the house. So I didn't have to get a permit. That's the workaround.
I saw a genius thing one time, not that long ago, where somebody did that with like a very large trailer. Like that you would put a car on or something like that. And they pulled it right up behind the house like a deck and then secured it. But it wasn't same thing.
That's a really good
idea.
It's
just a trailer that's parked close to the house.
I bet it looked terrible.
Well, they just put like they put like lattice over the side. So they covered up the wheels and stuff. I mean, it looked like a deck.
All right.
Except that you could see the little triangle coming out where you would put it onto a hitch.
Jeez. Well, similarly,
it was genius.
Because technically behind my house, even though we own it, it's listed as wetlands. And so you're not allowed to build a structure in there. And I was told by someone like, you can't build a structure that's on the ground, but you can store a boat out there. So put some Skims on the bottom of your garage and put it out there and say it floats if it rains.
It's a boat.
It's a boat.
Yeah.
It's a houseboat. It's not
that's
a garage.
A
I'm like,
wheels on the back
I'm like I don't know. That sounds as trashy as trashy gets. I'd rather just put a shed out there and hope no one cares.
Yeah, just put it on a couple of pontoons.
Stop sticking outboard off the back of it.
Why not?
Make Steve feel better. Text in and tell us what permit are you getting around and how long have you been doing it?
It's my garage boat.
I think that's a great, great idea. I think. What is your inspection
work? I know it was frustrating earlier when Kelly and I were obviously saying things we don't really believe, and you knew it the whole time, but
it
was still annoying. Okay, well, I was doing it because it was fun to turn the wheel a little.
Oh man,
remember all that fun we had?
This text came in. Steve, Kelly is just setting you up to get even for the whole Twitter thing.
The long game. I'm playing the long game here, Steve.
Remember how
I
that
works?
Didn't expect that.
Kelly's
been in backyard shed school for a month.
I've been taking night classes just so I can tear down your garage and all your dreams and your family and your wife is finally mine.
This one text I definitely believe. Inspectors own you and they know it.
I totally believe.
I told you on
the way home from work, you better get yourself a little manila envelope.
Yeah.
And some lube.
Yeah, that too. Because you don't know what they're into.
This text, he probably didn't show up yet because you didn't pay for the inspection. Where is that coming from? What is that, just a guess?
Is it true?
I don't know. I paid for the permit. I paid for three different things from this office so far.
Okay. And was one of them called inspection?
Both of them that I paid for seemed like they were the same thing, and I just paid twice.
I think you need to go to inspection.
Like, here, keep taking my money. I don't care.
Well, they were like, when I applied for the permit, they were like, okay, that's $75 or something. I was like, all right. And then I came back and I picked it up and they were like, all right, okay, that's $125. And I was like, what's that for? It's just what the charge is. Okay, here, take more money.
It's how much money we think you'll give us if we ask you for it.
Like, I feel like everything has been paid for. Granted, I don't know, so I'm sure maybe that's it.
You could probably go to inspectionstuffandknowledge.com.
Inspectionstuffandknowledge.com.
Yeah.
And they probably have all the answers there.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got some workarounds that people are sharing.
Oh, good.
And we will get to those next. I've got things on blocks. I've got dodging plumbing inspections. It's all coming your way next.
Perfect.